We're back here in the bottom half of the second. Rainer Nunez leads it off for the Blue Jays. Kalina, first pitch, is in there for called strike, 0-1. Rainer Nunez batting 311 on the year, 10 home runs. He leads the Florida State League in home runs. That one outside corner, called a strike as well. Now an 0-2 count to him. The 0-2 pitch. Grounder over to short. That'll be picked up by Lugo. Throw is in time to get Nunez. One up, one down in this half inning.
Third baseman, number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Damiano Palmigiani. He'll step in. Base is empty, one away. First pitch, down low. Taken for a ball, 1-0. Palmigiani hit a 3-run shot in last night's game in the first inning off Joel Diaz. His 6th of the year. That one lifted. Right side, that will get up and out of play. Caught off the hop by a fan in the front row behind the Blue Jays dugout. One ball, one strike. The 1-1. That one hits Palmigiani right on the front hip. He'll take his base. That'll bring up Adriel Sotolongo, one on, one out.
Designated hitter, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Adriel Sotolongo, the DH. First pitch to him is in the dirt. Gloved by Perozo. It'll be 1-0 to Sotolongo. Sotolongo last night over 3, 2 Ks. Betting 234 on the year. He's been struggling a little bit as of late. And that one lifted into right field towards the corner. The right fielder Dominguez gets it on the warning track. The wind starting to blow that way a little bit. Thought it might have carried a little bit more.
Fielder, five,
but Dominguez Glenn able to track Santiago. Down four out number two. Palmigiani still on first with two down for Glenn Santiago. Glenn Santiago, the left fielder. Batting 195 on the year. First pitch in there on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. The count to the righty. No balls, a strike. Shade will play a little bit of a factor here. The shade from the roof of the stadium bowl seats. Getting over on into the infield in between the pitcher's mound and home plate. Ball kind of disappears on you. About halfway through. No balls, two strikes. That one low and outside. One and two, the count now to Santiago at the plate. Kalina comes set out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one a grounder left side. That's foul. Hooked a little bit foul in front of the third base bag. Via Vicencio not able to get to it as it bounces all the way into left field. Picked up by one of our grounds crew members and brought back into the stands and given to a little kid. One ball, two strikes. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, on deck. Kalina kicks and fires. That one popped up right side and out of play. Santiago staying alive. One ball, two strikes on the way. Fouled off again by Santiago. He's fighting, keeping himself alive here. We'll try it again. A ball and two strikes. Kalina fires. That one lined into the right field corner. That one is going to fall fair. Extra bases for Glenn Santiago. They're going to wave Palmigiani around third. Heading towards the plate, and the throw will be offline. Picked off. Throw over to third now, and Santiago is going to get tagged out. The run does score. The Blue Jays take the lead, but tagged out at third is Glenn Santiago. We're going to head to the top half of the third inning. It's going to be 1-0 Blue Jays in front. We're back here, top half of the third inning. Kevin Villavicencio will lead it off for St. Lucie. Blue Jays taking the lead on the RBI double by Santiago, but he being tagged out. First pitch, foul tip into the glove of Gonzalez. 0-1 to start off his at bat. Balls a strike. Ohashi kicks and fires. That one right at the knees. Called a strike. Now 0-2. Villavicencio hit that solo shot in the fifth inning of last night's game. His first and only on the season. Takes that one in the dirt. Right on the chalk of the left-handed batter's box. It'll be 1-2. One hit so far for each team. Ohashi kicks and fires. That one lined right side, but up and out of play. Staying alive is Villavicencio. A ball and two strikes. 232 average on the year. Apart from that home run, he had three Ks in last night's game. Grounder left side. That's going to be a fair ball. Long throw from Palmigiani. Throw is in time. What a play by Damiano Palmigiani. Oh, wow. He had to shift his weight immediately upon grabbing that ball and made a bullet throw across the diamond to Nunez for the 5-3 putout. Esteban Machado comes in from shortstop to dap him up. Congratulate him on the nice play. That's one up, one down here in the third. First pitch to Ramirez is popped up and over my head. 0-1. Can put a star next to that play in your scorecards, ladies and gentlemen. Palmigiani, that beautiful play at third. 0-1 the count, one away. Time is going to be called. Warren Eubanks, the umpire, asking Ohashi to get rid of that ball and walked a little bit to toss him a new one. Not entirely sure the reasoning why. Burn 0-1. Oh, how she fires. That one outside corner called a strike. Now 0-2 to Alex Ramirez. He didn't like that call. The 0-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Fastball up high. Ramirez down on strikes for the first time tonight. Third strikeout on the night for Ohashi, and that's two down here in the third.
Now batting number 12, William Lugo.
William Lugo, the shortstop, he grounded out to short in his first at bat. First pitch, checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Takes it for a ball, 1-0. That one ripped over Palmigiani's head. That's going to get all the way to the wall. Santiago plays it. It gets stuck in between the padding of the wall and the ground at the bottom. Rattled around and stuck on the warning track. Santiago unable to play the bounce to potentially have a throw at second. But a two-out double for William Lugo sees the Mets have a runner in scoring position here.
Left fielder, number 5, Stanley Consuegra.
Stanley Consuegra, the left fielder. 0-1 with the ground out. First pitch by Ohashi. Cut and a miss on the slider. 0-1 the count. Tying run on second for the Mets here in the third inning. Blue Jays lead 1-0. Ohashi kicks and fires. Foul tip. Back into the netting now, 0-2 at the plate. Ohashi trying to strand the runner on second, prevent that run from coming in. He's got an 0-2 count to Stanley Consuegra at the plate. Comes set out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Fastball up high. He chased after it. Consuegra down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Ohashi. And we'll head to the bottom half of the third inning. 1-0 here at TD Ballpark. Your Blue Jays lead it.
New Blue Jays gear for the season.
We're back here, bottom half of the third inning. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, will lead it off for Dunedin. The Mets leaving a runner on second in the top of this inning. Blue Jays with a 1-0 lead. Cut and miss there by Gonzalez, 0-1. It'll be Gonzalez, Fajardo, and Machado getting back up to the top of the order. The 0-1, he rips that one to left field. Stays up long enough for Stanley Consuegra to make the grab. He goes to ground. A little tricky for left fielders at this time of day.
Francisco.
That sun
Fajardo.
As it sets over the Gulf is directly in line with their view to home plate. One up, one down. That brings up Fajardo. Looks to lay down a bunt. That pops away from the catcher, Perozzo. Not too far. 1-0. Villavicencio looked like he was ready for it. He started crashing in. He's playing right there at the edge of the infield grass with the rest of the infield shifted over to the right. Takes that pitch up high. Now 2-0 the count to Francisco Fajardo. Fajardo last night, 0-2. He did walk in the first, still two bags. Takes that that pitch for a strike. Now 2-1. 2-1 pitch. That one a chopper over to second. That's going to be picked up by Guerrero. Throw is going to be in plenty of time to get Fajardo. 2-2 two down in this half inning.
14,
that brings up Esteban Machado. Machado grounded out to short in his first at bat. Infield still shifted over to that right side. Fouls that one over towards his home dugout. 0-1 the count to him. No balls, a strike. Colleen out of the windup. That one in there. Curveball finds it. Now 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. That one popped left side but out of play. Machado stays alive. Colina going right at these Blue Jays hitters. 36 pitches so far, 28 of them being strikes. He's inducing a lot of good contact in there. He gets the cut and a miss on the back foot slider, it looked like. Three up, three down in this half inning. We'll be back for the top half of the fourth in just a brief moment. We're back here, top half of the fourth inning. The catcher coming back up for the Mets, Vincent Perozzo. Struck out swinging in his first at bat to end the first inning. Lifts that one back and out of play. 0-1 to start him off. Perozzo yet to record a hit during his time with the Mets. 0-4 so far. This is being brought up. The 0-1. That one in there now. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Ohashi working with a one-run lead. Kicks and fires. That one swung on, lifted into left field. Going back now is Santiago at the warning track. Turns, makes the grab. Again, the sun playing tricks on guys out there in left field. Santiago nearly a victim of it,
hitter, number 24,
but he's able to recover and make the grab for out number one. That will bring up Raul Barisierta. One up, one down. Ohashi out of the windup, kicks and fires. That one low and away. 1 and 0 to start off the DH. Barisierta struck out looking in his first at bat. 1-0, cut and a miss there. That pitch in the dirt. 1-1. A ball and a strike. 1-1, lifted right center field. Going back towards the warning track, who's going to call for it? And it is Roque Salinas right on the edge of the track, making the grab for out number two. That ball had plenty of vertical
right
distance.
Fielder,
that ball
10, Carlos
went up
Dominguez.
way up there and stayed up long enough for Roque Salinas to get it underneath and make the grab. Two up, two down. Carlos Dominguez, the right fielder, will come up. Ohashi kicks and fires. A liner left side. That's going to be scooped up by Palmigiani. Throw is going to be not in time. Nunez with the splits, able to corral the ball in the mitt, but just beating it out was Carlos Dominguez. It was a real tough play for Palmigiani to make dive into his left.
Now batting, number 22.
A really good
Justin
effort
Dorero.
By Palmigiani yet again, but an infield single sees this inning continue, and now a runner on first, no, two outs for Justin Guerrera. One on, two away, Justin Guerrera. He flew out to right field in his first at bat. First pitch, fouled off. Foul tip right back into the screen, 0-1. The ball's a strike. Oh, she kicks and fires. That one up and in. Near eye level for Guerrera. That was more up than it was in, though, so not too much of an issue. A ball and a strike. Ohashi fires that one right of the knees, called strike two. Now 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes, two outs, a runner on first base for the Mets. Runner goes, that one outside, throw from Gonzalez is not going to be in time. Another stolen base for the Mets, this time by Justin Guerrera. Now he's on second, two down, 2-2 count. Excuse me, Carlos Dominguez on second base. Guerrero at the plate, the 2-2. Cut and a miss. Ohashi gets out of yet another inning via the strikeout, leaves that runner stranded on second in scoring position. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. It's 1-0, Blue Jays lead it.
Blue Jays fans, your favorite ballpark classics are available for tonight's game. Head over.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth inning, 1-0 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Roque Salinas, the center fielder, will lead off this inning for Dunedin. Salinas, Martinez, and Nunez do up. He flew out to left field in his first at bat. Looking to lay down a bunt, pulls back as Villavicencio crashes in from third. 1-0 count. Kalina kicks and fires that one low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Kalina fires, grounder, foul towards the Blue Jays dugout, now 2-1. One broken bat, grounder, past the diving Villavicencio. Throw from Lugo is going to be in time, however. Backing up that one well. That's one up, one down here in this fourth inning for Dunedin.
Gabby Martinez.
Gabby Martinez, the right fielder. 7 home runs in the month of May. He's been phenomenal as of late. First pitch is called a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. That one low and away. Now a ball and a strike. Struck out swinging in his first at bat. That one skips. Two balls and a strike. Jimmy Robbins out there warming up for the Blue Jays. We'll see if he comes out for the fifth inning. That one up and in. Martinez staring it down. 3-1 the count. Three balls, a strike. Kicks and fires. That one lifted into deep left center field. Going back to the wall is Ramirez, and that's going to be out of here. A solo shot for Gabby Martinez. His 9th home run of the season, and the Blue Jays double their lead now, 2-0. Gabby Martinez gives himself a tie for 2nd right now in the Florida State League. His 8th home run of the month of May. And now the home run king in the Florida State League will step up, Rainer Nunez. What a month it's been for Gabby Martinez. He has been absolutely incredible to watch here. Now Nunez steps out. That gives him 3 home runs more than the next closest. There's 2 tied, 3 tied at 5. Excuse me, as that one skips in across the plate. 1-0 to Nunez. That one lifted, right side. That's going to get up and out of play. 1-1 the count to Nunez. Coming into today's game, Martinez batting .375. This is all in May. Batting .375, a 1.12 OPS. Both of those leading the league. Ball and 2 strikes as Nunez chased after that one. Just tied How Yu Lee of Clearwater for the most RBIs this month at 26. Cut and a miss by Nunez, and he's down on strikes.
Third baseman.
Third strikeout of the night for Kalina. That brings out Demiano Palmigiani, the third baseman. Palmigiani coming into tonight had 3 home runs in his last 6 games. He's been hitting the ball really well for power lately. First pitch to him is low. Take it for ball 1-0. Palmigiani hit by the pitch. In the 2nd inning, came around and scored the run on the Glenn Santiago RBI double. Hard to grounder over to third. That's going to be picked up by Villavicencio. Throw is in time for out number three. But the Blue Jays double their lead now, 2-0 on the Gabby Martinez solo shot.
The home half of the fourth inning, 2-0 Dunedin.
We're back here, top half of the fifth inning. 2-0 ball game, Blue Jays lead it. Jack Thomas Wold, the first baseman. He'll lead things off here for St. Lucie. Rafael Ohashi back out. That one lifted left side and foul. No balls, a strike. Ohashi now just made his 49th pitch, 48 through the first four innings. He's been very efficient so far. The 0-1, cut and a miss there, now 0-2 to Jack Thomas Wold. Jimmy Robbins continues to warm up for the Blue Jays. We'll see if they pull Ohashi at some point soon, but after only 50 pitches, and there's a foul liner into the netting. Left side 0-2 still. Ohashi's been very quick and to the point in these at-bats. Five strikeouts so far through the first four. And that one skips in front of the plate. 1-2 now the count. Wold flew out to left field in his first at bat, 0-1 on the day. Ohashi working out of the windup, the 1-2, that one inside, just missing. Juan Gonzalez pointing the glove toward Ohashi. He liked where that was located, it's where they wanted, but they couldn't get the chase. 2-2. Ohashi kicks and fires. Cut! And a miss, no, foul ball. Barely got a piece of it. Popped out of the glove of Gonzalez. We'll try it again, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ohashi fires. Cut, and a miss, there it is. That changeup outside, he was in front of it. That's strikeout number 6 for Rafael Ohashi. That'll bring up Kevin Villavicencio. Nobody on, one away. Top half of this fifth inning. First pitch is just a little low. 1-0 to start off Villavicencio. Grounded out to third on that fantastic play by Palmigiani back in the third inning. That one's in there, evens up the count 1-1. The 1-1. In on the hands, fouled off. Now Villavicencio down 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Ohashi out of the windup, kicks and fires. That one lifted right side, foul. Villavicencio keeps himself alive. Ohashi's only completed 5 innings once this year. A 1-2 grounder. That'll be picked up by Palmigiani again. Throw is in time. Another nice play by the third baseman. And that'll be out number 2. The Blue Jays infield thought that was going to be out number 3. Ohashi gives Palmigiani a high five.
Now batting number 25, Alex
Ramirez. That brings up the center fielder, Alex Ramirez. Everybody getting back to their positions. 2 down here. Ohashi fires first pitch to Ramirez. Grounder left side. That's going to be backhanded by Machado. Long throw in time with a scoop by Nunez. 3 up, 3 down go the Mets. We'll head to the bottom half of the 5th. It's 2-0 here at TD Ballpark. Your Blue Jays lead it. We're back here, bottom half of the 5th, 2-0 ball game. Blue Jays out in front. No runs on 3 hits for the Mets thus far. 2 runs, 2 hits for the Blue Jays. First pitch to Sotolongo off the end of the bat. 0-1 on that foul tip. Sotolongo gave the ball a ride over to right field, lifts that one into right field again. Carlos Dominguez settles underneath and makes the grab for out number 1.
Left fielder, number 5, Glenn Santiago.
That'll bring up Glenn Santiago. He had the first hit of the ball game for the Blue Jays. Driving in Palmigiani on a double to right. He was tagged out at third, trying to advance to end the inning. He comes back up, bases empty, one away. Tried to check his swing, but he went around 0-1 to start him off on that curveball. Juan Gonzalez on deck. That one popped back and out of play. Now 0-2 to Santiago. No balls, 2 strikes. Colina kicks and fires. That one in the dirt. Santiago takes it for ball 1. The 1-2 pitch from Colina. That one he checked the swing but fouled it off into the netting. Count still one and two. Santiago adjusting his gloves, steps back in. The 1-2 again, fouled left side. That's going to be a nice little dribbler picked up by Villavicencio. Tosses it into the Mets dugout, and we'll try it again. The 1-2 again from Kalina. That one outside. Santiago ends up even up the count. 2-2. Kalina looking in, gets his sign. Nods, kicks, and fires. Up high again. Count runs full. 3-2. No action in the Mets pen thus far. He's already gone farther than he did in his two previous starts. That one up high. Santiago draws the one-out walk. Puts a runner on for Juan Gonzalez. And it looked like they were potentially thinking about a
catcher,
mound visit.
Number 27, Juan Gonzalez.
Peroso was looking towards his dugout. Started jogging towards the mound. Ended up turning back around with nobody following him for St. Lucie. One on, one out. Juan Gonzalez up at the plate. Santiago, threat to steal, potentially. Taking a couple steps, seeing if Kalina will look over at him. First pitch taken low for a ball. And now move over to first. Santiago diving back in safely. Santiago, 3-4 on stolen base attempts this year. That one popped up back out of play. Kalina does have a quick delivery out of the stretch. Not a ton of movement with his feet. Basically just a slide step to the plate. So we'll see if Santiago thinks about going here. 1-1. That one outside corner, taken for a strike by Gonzalez, now 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Kalina comes set. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss on the curve. Gonzalez chasing that one. He's down on strikes. Strikeout number 4 on the night for Kalina, and that'll bring up Francisco Fajardo.
Francisco Fajardo.
Fajardo grounded out to second in his first at bat. 0-1. First pitch, he grounds over right side, just foul. Jogging back into first, Santiago. We'll try that again. 0-1 the count to Fajardo. Esteban Machado on deck, top of the order. The 0-1 pitch, that was the curveball. Let it go a little bit early, went up and out with it. Definitely not the intention on that pitch, a ball and a strike. The 1-1, grounder right side again, foul. Got over the head of Donnie Murphy. He's trying to motion over to Carlos Dominguez, saying that he'll go get it. But Dominguez comes in, makes the pickup, and tosses it back in towards the Blue Jays dugout. One ball and two strikes. Fajardo steps back in. Kalina kicks and fires. That one lifted. That's going to stay in the infield. Who's going to call for it? I believe it's going to be Wold. And he'll make the grab for out number three. The Blue Jays leave one. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. It's still 2-0 here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays fans, don't forget your Dunedin Blue Jays wrap up this series against the St. Lucie Mets tomorrow before taking the short road trip to Clearwater for a week. First pitch for tomorrow scheduled for high noon. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets. And we got a new pitcher here for the Blue Jays. It's going to be the right-hander, number 8, Jimmy Robbins. Robbins making his fifth appearance on the year, 10 and two-thirds innings pitched, a 1.69 ERA. The lefty kicks and fires. First pitch, cut and a miss by Lugo. 0-1 to start him off. Final line for Ohashi. 5 innings pitched, three hits, no runs. Grounder now over to short, picked up by Machado. Moving to his left, throw is going to be in time for the 6-3 putout. One up, one down. And that brings up Consuegra, the left fielder.
Left fielder, number 5.
5 innings pitched, 3 hits, no runs. 1 walk, 6 strikeouts for Ohashi. Second time completing 5 innings this year for the young right-hander. First pitch to Consuegra, low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Cut and a miss. That one, the slider. Evens it up, 1-1. The 1-1, low and outside. Two balls, a strike. Robbins out of the windup. Kicks and fires. That one up high. Hits back into the netting. 3 balls and a strike. The count now to Consuegra, the left fielder. He's 0-2 on the day. Ground out and a strikeout. 3-1 pitch. That one looked like it was fouled off of him. But now ground over to third. Palmigiani running in. Throw is in time. Oh, goodness. Palmigiani putting on a clinic tonight over at third. What a play. It broke the bat
catcher
of Consuegra.
One,
maybe it
Caruso.
Took another bounce off that bat instead of hitting him in the batter's box. But either way, 5-3 put out yet again. Palmigiani making a really nice play. That brings up Vincent Peroza, the catcher. First pitch. That one hit him on the wrist, I believe. Peroza now taken first after being hit by that pitch. the trainer coming out to look at him. He was trying to wave off the trainer. Now Robbie Robbins out there as well, taking a look at that right wrist of Vincent Perozzo. And they deem that he's all right to keep going. He'll go into first, two outs for Raul Barrasierta.
Now batting, number 24, Raul Barrasierta.
First pitch to Barrasierta, in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start him. Jimmy Robbins, the lefty, 24 years old, out of Orlando, Florida. Was drafted by the Blue Jays in 2019 in the 20th round. That one, inside corner, called a strike, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes at the plate. Barrasierta, the DH. 0-2 on the day. Robbins kicks and fires. Cut and a miss on the high heat. And that will end the inning. Robbins hits one batter. Strikes out one. Makes two others ground out. We'll head to the top half of the sixth inning. It's 2-0. Blue Jays lead it.
Promotions right here at
we're back here, bottom half of the sixth inning. Esteban Machado, the shortstop, will lead it off. Top of the order, Machado, Salinas, and Martinez do up. First pitch from Colina in this half inning, in there for a called strike. Colina out for his sixth inning worth of work. That one, a grounder, that's going to get through for a base hit left side. Passed via Vicencio. And a leadoff single for Esteban Machado will bring out Roque Salinas.
Roque Salinas.
First hit of the ball game for Machado. Third hit of the night for Dunedin. Daniel Nunez warming up in the pen for the Mets. That one's popped up in the infield. Via Vicencio makes the grab. Comes in on the hands.
Right fielder, number 20, Gabby
now
Martinez.
Now one out for Gabby Martinez. And that's going to get Robbie Robinson out of the Mets dugout. That'll be it for Robert Colina. Not a bad showing for him. 5 1/3 innings pitch, just 2 runs on 3 hits. One of them being the solo shot by the guy at the plate coming up, and he'll have to face a new pitcher when we come back. Should be Dead Neil Nunez. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We're back here. Dead Neil Nunez, the new pitcher for the Mets, here on a minor league rehab assignment. He'll come up and face Gabby Martinez. First pitch to him is the fastball at 98. In there for a strike, 0-1. Nunez, 25 years old. That one low and away. Nunez here on rehab from Syracuse. There goes Machado. That one lifted right side. Let's see if it gets out of play. Jack Thomas Wold watching it go and carry out of play over the netting. Martinez stays alive on that. A ball and two strikes. Machado was off with that pitch. Ball, two strikes. One on, one out. Nunez fires. Grounder left side. That's going to be picked up and dropped by Villavicencio. And William Lugo picks it up, and he's going to have to eat it. That's going to go down as an E5 on Villavicencio. Now, runners on first and second.
First baseman.
Rainer Nunez will come up, the first baseman.
Nunez.
Looked like a potential double play ball. Hard hit grounder over to third. But Villavicencio couldn't field it cleanly. And now the Blue Jays with runners on first and second. Time is called as Perozzo goes out to talk to his pitcher. Justin Guerrero also coming in. Let's see if there's a potential pickoff play here on Machado. Possibly changing up the signs now with a runner on second. Guerrero will cover second. First and second, one away. Nunez to Nunez. Kicks and fires. That one popped back out of play. Rainer Nunez, 0-2 on the day. Ground out and a strikeout. Damiano Palmigiani on deck for the Blue Jays. Nunez kicks and fires. That one outside corner called a strike. Now 0-2 to Rainer Nunez. Blue Jays with a chance here to extend the lead. Nunez will step off the rubber. That will count as one pickoff attempt. And he'll step back on. 0-2. Sun going down here at TD Ballpark. A little bit of daylight in the outfield, but not for too long. That one, a foul tip in and out of the glove of Perozzo. Nunez able to stay alive. Count still 0-2. We'll give it another go. No balls, two strikes. Runners on first and second. One away here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Nunez kicks and fires. That one lifted. That's coming back. Is he going to get out of play? It will. Bounces around a little bit in front of myself. And Rainer Nunez staying alive again. We'll try it one more time. No balls, two strikes. And Daniel Nunez will step off again. That's going to count as his second attempt. Both the umpires holding up one, even though that's the second attempt, technically, by Nunez. He'll kick and fire. There goes Machado. Grounder over to short. That's going to be picked up. They're going to have to go with a one. They get Nunez out at first, but both runners advance into scoring position now.
Now batting, number six.
Again, Gabriel, it seemed like a clear-cut double play ball, but not covering second on the play was Guerrera. William Lugo, the shortstop, letting him hear it. Two opportunities there for the Mets to get out of this inning. They couldn't convert either. Now runners on second and third for Palmigiani. First pitch taken at the knees for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, fouled off. Now 0-2 at the plate to Palmigiani. Daniel Nunez is throwing exclusively fastballs here. 11 pitches, 10 of them being strikes, all of them being the fastball. No balls, two strikes now at the plate to Palmigiani, runners on second and third. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss, but in the dirt. Palmigiani's going to have to run it out. And the out will be made at first to end the inning. Nunez strands runners at second and third. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. It's 2-0. Blue Jays still lead it here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top half of the seventh. Jimmy Robbins back out for his second inning worth of work. He'll face Carlos Dominguez to start it off. Grounder left side, that's foul. Dominguez, 2 for 2 today. Single to center in his first at bat, an infield single to third in his second, that one outside. He's only made it as far as second base tonight. 1-1 count now. Robbins kicks and fires, that one outside as well, now 2-1. Lefty-righty matchup. Robbins kicks and fires. That one inside corner, called a strike, evens it up 2-2. Slider caught the front door. Robbins out of the windup. Shakes off Gonzalez, and now a time called by Dominguez. He'll step out. Robbins, the 2-2. Cut and a miss. Dominguez down on strikes. That fastball up high got him to swing underneath, and that is out number one.
Second baseman, number 22, Justin Guerrero.
Second strikeout for Robbins, eighth on the night for Dunedin pitching. That brings up Justin Guerrero, the second baseman. Guerrero 0 for 2 tonight. Swings that one, first pitch. Grounder, Robbins coming off the mound. That's going to get past Nunez. And now home plate umpire Warren Eubanks calling time. And they're going to call, I believe they're calling Guerrero out for being out of that runner's lane. He was a little bit in on that runner's lane. Could have prevented Robbins from making a clean throw. It's going to be a really tough play, but you have to be in that runner's lane running down to first base. If you know the lining of a baseball diamond, you've got your left, you get your third base and first base foul lines, and then on first base side, about 3 feet to the right, you have another line that goes on that. It goes on the clay right in front of that infield grass in foul territory that you have to run in between those two lines. And now Robbie Robbins has been tossed from this game for arguing. Warren Eubanks let him go for a little bit, but he eventually tossed him from this game. Now Austin Snow, the field umpire, trying to break it up. It's unfortunate, but that's the rule. You do have to run in between those two lines. It's the runner's lane for a reason. You got to give the defenders an opportunity to make the play.
First baseman, number 19.
We see it at the major league level all the time on TV. As the runner, you have to be aware of where you're running. An unfortunate break for the Mets, and now they have two outs here in this seventh inning. And the Mets dugout still arguing. They're going to wait for Robbie Robbins to exit the dugout. And now we're ready to go. First pitch, grounder over to second. That's going to be picked up by Fajardo. Slowly toss it over to Nunez for out number three. And that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Mets in a dramatic fashion. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh. 2-0 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Adriel Sotolongo leads it off for Dunedin. First pitch in there for called strike. 0-1 to start up. Robbie Robbins, the Mets manager, being ejected in the top half of this inning. Liner right side. That's going to get to the wall. Adriel Sotolongo with an extra base bid. Played by Dominguez over on the warning track. Throw to second is offline. And Sotolongo in standing up with a play at second. A leadoff double for Adriel Sotolongo. Blue Jays are looking to tack onto their lead here. Daniel Nunez still pitching for St. Lucie, and that brings up Glenn Santiago, the left fielder. Third time going to right field tonight for Adriel Sotolongo. First time successfully reaching base on it. Caught in a miss there by Santiago, 0-1 to start him off. Sotolongo, that's his seventh double on the year. The 0-1, low and outside. Santiago, 1-for-1 today. He's reached base both times. Double in the second inning. And a walk in the fifth. He fouls that one up and out of play. Now 1-2. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher on deck. Couple opportunities here for the Blue Jays to bring in the man in scoring position, who's Sotolongo on second. Nunez, the 1-2. That one low and inside. Good take by Santiago. Evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. First game of this series won by the Blue Jays. Games 2 and 3 won by the Mets. Last night, the Blue Jays evened it up with a 5-1 victory. 2-2 pitch, grounder left side foul. Santiago stays alive. Count still at 2-2. He'll step back in. Nunez working out of the stretch. Nunez comes set. Kicks and fires. Lifted into center. Staying right where he is Ramirez. Now taking a step or two in. Sotolongo taking a few steps off second, but a nice throw by Ramirez. Going to keep him there. One away here, catcher, bottom half of the seventh. That brings up Juan Gonzalez. Gonzalez 0-for-2 on the day. Flew out to the left and struck out swinging in the fifth. Is trying to work around that leadoff double by Sotolongo. First pitch to Gonzalez in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off.
The call of strike has been upheld.
Gonzalez challenging
one count on the batter.
That strike call. Unsuccessfully, the Blue Jays lose their first challenge. Still have two remaining. Nick McDonald warming up in the St. Lucie pen. Nunez, the 0-1 pitch. That one lifted into shallow left field. Going out is Lugo calling off Villa Vicencio and making the grab a few feet past the infield dirt.
Second baseman, number 29, Francisco.
Now two Fajardo. Down after that leadoff double by Sotolongo. Francisco Fajardo will be the potential last opportunity for the Blue Jays to bring this run in. Runner on second, two down. That one fouled off the mask of Perozzo. He tells the umpire he's all right. 0-1 the count to Fajardo. Fajardo 0-2 today. Grounder to second, popped out to first. Top of the order on deck. Nunez kicks and fires. That one inside, take it for a ball. Villavicencio playing quite a few steps away from third and right on the infield grass. Sotolongo is looking over at him, potentially thinking about stealing behind him. Lifted, right side, hooking, foul. High over there in the right field bleachers. Now it's 1-2 at the plate to Fajardo. One ball, two strikes. Nunez kicks and fires. That one up high. Blue Jays trying to add to their lead. 2-0 here, bottom half of the seventh. Nunez kicks, fires. That one inside. Popped a little bit away from Perozzo, but not far enough for Sotolongo to make an attempt at third. Count runs full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Runner in scoring position for the Blue Jays. Nunez fires. That one lifted high and deep to right field, but that's hook and foul. Easy home run distance on it. But Fajardo will be right back at the plate. Still 3-2. Two pitch again. Checked his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Fajardo draws the walk, and now they're going to challenge where the pitch was located. And it's called a strike afterwards.
The call of ball has
Fajardo down on strikes, looking technically. And now we'll head to the top half of the eighth inning. Daniel Nunez working around that leadoff double, preventing the Blue Jays from bringing in their third run. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We'll be right back for the top half of the eighth. We're back here, top half of the eighth inning. 2-0 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. nine-hole hitter Kevin Villavicencio will lead things off for the Mets. He'll be followed by Alex Ramirez and William Lugo. Robbins' first pitch, the slider, low and in, got him to chase over top of it, 0-1. Villavicencio, 0-2, he's grounded out to third both times. Cut and a miss there now, down 0-2. Time called and granted to Villavicencio. He'll step back in. Robbins out of the windup, kicks and fires. Foul tip, strikeout. Barely getting a piece of the fastball up high, but not enough to keep it out of Juan Gonzalez's glove. One up, one down here, top of the eighth. That brings up the top of the order, Alex Ramirez. Ramirez 0-2. Reached on a walk in the first. Made it all the way to third, but was stranded. That first pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0, that one's in there. 1-1 the count. One pitch. Cut and a miss. Slider again. He lost his bat. Ramirez now 1-2 the count. Robbins kicks and fires. That one low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. One out here, top half of the eighth. Robbins kicks, fires. Inside corner, called strike three. And Ramirez asking for the appeal, and it's confirmed. The strikeout, looking for
the call of strike,
Jimmy Robbins. That's his fourth strikeout of the night. 12th on the night for Blue Jays pitching.
Now batting, number 12, William Lugo.
William Lugo will step in. Two away here, top of the eighth. Jimmy Robbins, 2 2/3 so far, just 26 pitches. That one fouled off into the netting, 0-1. Robbins has been very efficient in this outing so far. The 0-1. That one inside corner, called strike two. Good mix of that fastball and that slider. Same arm slot on each pitch. Very deceptive. The 0-2. Grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Nunez. He's going to have to run a long way. And beating it out is Lugo, just barely. Really close play by Nunez. Robbins late to cover first, and Nunez had to take it himself.
Number five,
sliding into first to prevent a collision. But getting in there first was William Lugo. An infield single. Now runner on with two outs. Two down, one on. Ramirez a threat to steal over there. Excuse me, Lugo. First pitch, taken for a ball, 1-0. Robbins looking right at Lugo, kicks and fires. That one outside. Two oh count. Stanley Consuegra at the plate, 0-3 on the night. Robbins kicks and fires. That one misses, says Warren Eubanks, just above the zone. No appeal from Gonzalez. Now it's a 3-0 count to Stanley Consuegra. Robbins comes set, working out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss there. Consuegra had the green light on 3-1. Three balls a strike. One on, two away. Robbins kicks and fires. That one's in there now. 3-2. Robbins coming back, working this count full now. Three balls, two strikes. Consuegra does represent the tying run. The 3-2 pitch. Fouled. Staying alive is Consuegra. We'll try it again. 3-2. Runner will be off. Robbins comes set. Kicks and fires. That one just below the zone. Got it back to 3-2, but couldn't finish him off. The inning keeps going. Catcher two down now one, for Vincent Perozzo. And Drew Hayes will head out to the mound to talk it over with Jimmy Robbins and the Blue Jays infield. Two outs here, top half of the eighth inning. The Blue Jays lead by two. Tying run is on first base. The entire Blue Jays infield out on the mound. Warren Eubanks, the home plate umpire, now headed out to break it up. Everybody now going back to their respective positions. It'll be Vincent Perozzo, the catcher. Perozzo 0-2, is hit by a pitch in the sixth inning by Robbins. First pitch by Robbins is in there for a strike. 0-1 to start it off. Runners on first and second, two away. The 0-1 cut and a miss on the slider. Robbins has Perozzo down now. 0-2. Some action going on in the Blue Jays' pen. I believe it looks like Justin Kelly. I'm not sure. The 0-2 pitch. That one outside, just missing. Couldn't get the call on the fastball off the plate. One ball and two strikes. Robbins kicks, fires, swung on, lifted left side. That'll get out of play. Perozzo keeps himself alive. If not for just another pitch. One ball, two strikes at the plate. Blue Jays lead by two, top half of the eighth inning. Robbins trying to get out of this inning with no runs coming across. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Fastball down low. Got him to chase after it. And now Perozzo's complaining about something that Gonzalez might have said. But Jimmy Robbins and the Blue Jays are pumped up. The Mets leave runners on first and second. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. The Mets are going to get a new pitcher. And we'll be right back. We're back here, bottom half of the eighth inning. 2-0 ball game. Last chance for the Blue Jays to add an insurance run or two. Top of the order coming up. Esteban Machado, Roque Salinas, and Gabby Martinez due up in this half inning. First pitch by Nick McDonald. Taking low four ball, 1-0. That one misses as well. Now 2-0 count to Machado. Machado 1-for-3 in the day, singled in the sixth. Made it to third. 2-0 outside. Nick McDonald, the 23-year-old righty, is on for the second time this year. Went 2/3 of an inning in his first appearance. That one lifted left side, up and out of play. He pitched in this series on May 24th. Gave up 3 runs, 1 earned, on 2/3 innings pitched. That one lifted left side as well, foul again. Full count now at the plate to Machado. 3-2. Three-two pitch outside. Machado draws the walk. A leadoff walk will bring up Roque Salinas. One on, no outs.
Center fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Roque Salinas, the center fielder. He's 0-for-3. Flown out, grounded out, and popped out. Infield shifted to the right side. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 to Salinas. I know it's not a very popular theory these days, but with the infield shifted how it is, a bunt here by Salinas wouldn't be the worst idea. McDonald's kicks and fires. Grounder in front. That's going to be a foul ball. That one grounded straight down. Picked up in the right-handed batter's box by Vincent Perozzo. Now Salinas back to the plate. 0-2 count. Now a move over to first. That almost gets away from Jack Thomas Wold. Machado back in. A high pickoff attempt by Nick McDonald. And now another one. Back in time is Machado, just barely. Second attempt now by McDonald. If he's unsuccessful on a third, then Machado will be awarded second base. Now another one, and back in time again. And now that's considered a balk. Machado now reaching second. In scoring position here in the bottom half of the eighth. 3 straight pickoff attempts. Can't get them either of the 3 times. And that comes back to Hunt. McDonald, let's see if the Blue Jays can work with it. Runner on second now, no outs. Pop up left side, out of play. Couple of chances here to bring in the third run for the Blue Jays, make it a little bit easier in the ninth. The 0-2, there goes Machado. That one's lifted right side. He's going to have to plant and turn back. Out there to make the grab is Guerrera, and it's called off by Dominguez late. as he makes the grab for out number one.
Right fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Gabby Martinez, the right fielder. He's 1-for-3 on the day. Hit that solo shot in the fourth inning to make it a 2-0 ball game. Reached on an error in the sixth. The two guys you want in this situation to potentially bring in another run are coming up, Martinez and Nunez. That first pitch out of the knees on the outside corner called a strike, 0-1. Donald kicks and fires. Grounder left side. That's going to be a fair ball and passed via Vicencio. They're going to wave Machado around third. Staying at first is Martinez, but that's an RBI single for Gabby Martinez, his 33rd RBI of the year. And the Blue Jays take a 3-0 lead. Martinez continuing his hot month. 27 RBIs in the month of May. And now Rainer Nunez will step up. One on, one out. McDonald steps off. That'll count as one attempt. First pitch to Nunez, cut and a miss on the fastball. No balls and a strike. Nunez himself is 0-for-3 on the day. Two groundouts, a short, and a strikeout sandwich in between those. That one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. No balls, two strikes. Donald kicks and fires, fouled off again. Nunez keeping himself alive, fighting that pitch off. Now move over to first. Gabby Martinez back in easily. And that's attempt number two for McDonald. Martinez taking an extra little step over towards second. The 0-2 pitch, liner out the middle, base hit for Nunez. His first hit of the ballgame now keeps this potential little late game rally alive here in the bottom half of the eighth. Damiano Palmigiani will step in. Runners on first and second. Martinez on second. Nunez on first. Palmigiani at the plate. Stop me if you heard that before. That was the situation in the first inning last night where Palmigiani launched a ball over the left field wall. 0-1 to start him. The 0-1, cut and a miss now, 0-2. Adriel Sotolongo on deck. McDonald kicks and fires. Check swing by Palmigiani. They're going to appeal towards the field umpire. Austin Snow says he did not go around. So the count moves to 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Kicks and fires. Taken outside. Count squared up now. Two balls, two strikes at the plate to Palmigiani. time called and granted to Palmigiani at the plate. The 2-2, that one is low. Count runs full now, 3-2. McDonald comes set. Kicks and fires. Grounder off the end of the bat. That's going to be picked up and not picked up by McDonald. He's going to make the tag on Palmigiani on the base path. Advancing over to second and third are Martinez and Nunez. You weren't going to get the double play anyway, so no harm, no foul on the bobble by McDonald. But now two runners in scoring position for Dunedin. Adriel Sotolongo here with a chance. That one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Two down here, bottom half of the eighth. One count to Sotolongo. McDonald kicks and fires. That one low and outside. Good pick by Perozzo, keeping that one in front of him. A ball and a strike now. McDonald kicks and fires. That one ripped and cut by the shortstop Lugo, saving two runs, and that will be the inning. But the Blue Jays score one on the RBI single by Gabby Martinez. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. The Mets need three to keep it going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top half of the ninth. The Blue Jays lead it 3-0. On to pitch for Dunedin is the right-hander, Juan Nunez. He's on for the eighth time this year. First save situation for him. First pitch, swung on, lifted into left center field. Roque Salinas getting underneath it, will make the grab. A few steps in front of the warning track, one pitch, one out. That brings up Carlos Dominguez.
Right fielder, number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Carlos Dominguez, the right fielder. 2 for 3 on the day, 2 singles. Nunez has been more of a specialty kind of guy coming in against tough righties. Caught in a miss. Did he go? He checked his swing, actually. 1-0. Looked like he went around, but the appeal by Austin Snow said no. 1-0 to start him. That one inside. Dominguez tosses his bat, loses the helmet. Fastball at 94. Near the hips for him, 2-0. Dominguez granted a second to collect his thoughts and his equipment. A 2-0 count. Nunez fires. Grounder left side. That's going to be a foul ball. Palmigiani picking that up. A few feet left of third base. 2 balls and a strike, the count at the plate. The 2-1, that one low. One up and in. Misses with the fastball. Dominguez draws the walk. That'll put a runner on with one away for Justin Guerrera.
Second baseman, number 22, Justin Guerrera.
Justin Guerrera, 0 for 3. Flew out to right. Then struck out, and he was called out on being out of the runner's lane on a throw to first by Jimmy Robbins. First pitch, a foul tip. 0-1 to start him off. That call by home plate umpire Warren Eubanks got Robbie Robinson mad enough to get ejected, and he went around there on that slider. Now 0-2. Balls, 2 strikes. Nunez kicks and fires. That one can't find the top of the zone. Gonzalez wanted it low and away. But Nunez missing it up high. Ball and 2 strikes. Kicks and fires. That one low and away. Can't catch the outside corner. Couldn't get Guerrera to chase after it either. 2-2. One on, one away. Nunez kicks and fires. That one outside corner. Calls strike 3. And immediately asking for a challenge is Justin Guerrera. And it is a ball after the appeal.
Strike has been overturned.
So the count runs full now.
The result is a 3-2 count on the batter.
Close pitch goes in the favor of St. Lucie. The 3-2. That one in the dirt. So after the Blue Jays thought they had struck out Guerrera, he ends up drawing the walk.
First
now that brings the tying
19,
run
Jack
to
Thomas
the plate.
Wold.
Jack Thomas Wolden. That's going to bring out Drew Hayes. Nunez had Guerrera down 0-2. He lost him. Now runners on first and second, one away. Drew Hayes trying to calm down his pitcher a little bit. Talk to his defense. Jack Thomas Wold, the lefty, not particularly fast, so a difficult double play ball can be made a little bit easier. Give yourself a little bit more time to make the right play. We'll see what happens here. Warren Eubanks breaking up the meeting. Everybody headed back to where they came from. Tying run at the plate, righty-lefty matchup. Blue Jays infield shaded over to the right. Dominguez on second, Guerrero on first. Jack Thomas Wold at the plate. Nunez fires first pitch outside. One of the count. Kicks and fires. Grounder, right side, picked up by Fajardo. Over to second for one, and first for two! A game-ending double play! Well turned by Fajardo to Machado to Nunez, and that puts a bow on this one. The Blue Jays take game 5, 3-0. The win will go to Rafael Ohashi. The loss goes to Robert Colina, and Nunez, Juan Nunez, gets his first save of the season. The Blue Jays win it 3-0. They improve to 20-24 on the year. The Mets drop to 28-16. Your Blue Jays score 3 runs on 6 hits. They committed no errors. The Mets get shut out. No runs on 4 hits. They committed 1 error. We'll be back tomorrow for game 6. First pitch at high noon here for the wrap-up game. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow morning. 3-0, Blue Jays win it.